Bob Carpenter joined the military in 1960 and is now retired and a member of Veterans for Peace. He found out about Petraeus' appearance in the afternoon and came out to the protest.
More GIs keep losing their lives, and the people of Iraq and Afghanistan keep getting killed, injured, maimed, hurt, and their economy gets ripped apart. And he's here for one reason, to rehash the same policy over and over again and say that victory is coming. Victory is coming nowhere. We want to rebuild what we destroyed. Enough!
Among the protesters were two women carrying signs in support of military whistleblowers. They said that the WikiLeaks video shows only one among many incidents where U.S. forces are committing atrocities against civilians.
The massacre near the city of Gardez on February 12, 2010. Five people were killed, including two pregnant women, leaving 16 children motherless. The U.S. military first said the two men killed were insurgents and the women victims of a family honor killing. The Afghan government has accepted the eyewitness reports that U.S. Special Forces killed these five people.
The military is now admitting that Special Forces removed the bullets from the women to cover up their actions. In fact, the brutal reality of the occupation is now common knowledge.
Special forces go into Afghan villages and take people to black prisons, and they never return to their villages. And there was a story in The Nation a couple weeks ago about exactly that.
It's basically an encouragement for the regular soldier to commit atrocities.
I believe so, yes.
General Petraeus is now head of the U.S. Central Command. He has spoken on the threat that Iran represents in the Middle East. And Shirazi's family is from Iran and is worried about an attack on that country.
They say, why would the United States want to bomb us? All we want is peace. Iranians have been through so much. You know, they had 8 years of a brutal war that we were really responsible for. They lost close to 1 million young men. When I express anxiety over what I'm afraid the United States might do, they just smile. If their country is threatened, they will all come together and do what they have to do.
Rich Mooney bought a ticket, and during General Petraeus' talk, he stood up and gave him a piece of his mind, which caused him to be thrown out of the theater.
As they were introducing him as a great man and a great American, and I stood up and said he's also a war criminal and responsible for over 1 million deaths of civilians, and he should be in jail and prosecuted for war crimes.
What was the reaction of the audience?
They shouted me down. They told me to shut up, sit down. Some of them tried to grab me.
And how do you react?
He stared at me, and I pointed back at him. But he stood there, stone cold, like the mass murderer that he is.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.